Community-supported agriculture farms, or CSAs, seek people who pay in advance for fresh vegetables and fruits. One farmer has now expanded his CSA program to a law firm in New York City. The busy lawyers there are loving the service. The Glabacki family has been in the farming business since 1894. But staying in business is not easy. Farming requires a lot of money for seeds and equipment at the beginning of the growing season. And farmers do not know how much money they will get for their crops at the end of the season. They are also not sure if anyone will buy what they grow. John Glabacki, the current farm owner, has one solution to these problems: community-supported agriculture. CSAs, for short, are partnerships between farmers and community members. Mr. Glabacki also offers his CSA program to businesses and delivers directly to offices. Customers pay $525 in advance for 22 weeks of fresh fruits and vegetables, all picked at their peak.
Many different type of root vegetables, different types of greens, seasonal items like the tomatoes and sweet corn.
All yellow sweet corn. Sweet. You don't even have to cook it.
Every Thursday, John Glabacki and his workers load the truck for the 96-kilometer trip to New York City. The driver and his fresh vegetables drive through the big city streets, then stop at the Winston & Strawn law firm. Renee Zimmerman and Rachel Benjamin work at the firm. They are also loyal CSA customers.
Everyone should join. It's a great way to keep our farmers in business, to ensure that we continue to get fresh produce.
And it's fresh, and it's a little weird that you get it at work.
Victor Barnett and Michaela Evans Aziz also work at the law firm. They say the convenience of the CSA is important.
It's nice to get these fresh produce every Friday. I don't have to run to the grocery store. It's real convenient for me.
We love it. It's the only fresh food we get in our diets. We have kind of crazy hours, so we look forward to this every week.
Martina Owens helped bring the CSA to the firm. One of her goals was to bring people together. She says the program has been a success. Workers gather to pick up their fruits and vegetables and share recipes. And for farmer John Glabacki, the CSA gives some protection from the economic uncertainties of agriculture. He knows what he can grow and sell, and he knows what he will get for his crops. That stability can keep a family farm in business. I'm Marcia James.